Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Massive voting has been reported for single-phase assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase of polling in West Bengal. As per the latest reports, in Tamil Nadu, over 82% voting was recorded, while in West Bengal, nearly 90% voters exercised their franchise. In Tamil Nadu, voting took place for 234 assembly seats and 152 constituencies in West Bengal. Counting of votes will take place along with Assam, Keralam and Puducherry assembly elections on the 4th of next month. Polling was also held today for assembly by-elections in Maharashtra and Gujarat. India has welcomed the announcement on the operationalization of visa-free transit for internationals transiting through French airports. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said the decision reflects the enduring partnership between India and France.
The removal of the requirement of transit visas for Indian passport holders was agreed between Prime Minister and President Macron during their meeting in Mumbai in February this year. The government of France has now operationalized this agreement, and Indian nationals transiting through mainland France exclusively by air will no longer need a transit visa with effect from 10th April 2026.
India has welcomed Japan's review of three principles on transfer of defense equipment and technology. Mr. Jaiswal said defense and security cooperation forms an important pillar of India-Japan's special strategic and global partnership. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India has undertaken a series of structural reforms over the past decade to improve the ease of doing business and make India an attractive destination for investment. Addressing the Indian and German defense industry leaders during the Defense Investor Summit in Munich, Germany, Mr. Singh invited the German industry to co-develop and co-produce with India, particularly in the field of niche technologies. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today virtually interacted with Qatari Minister of State for Foreign Trade Affairs, Ahmed bin Mohammed Al Sayed. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the two sides discussed ways to further enhance bilateral trade and investment ties while strengthening supply chain resilience. The minister said that he is looking forward to deepening strategic partnership between India and Qatar in the times ahead. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the India-Africa partnership assumes significance as the world navigates through complex geopolitical challenges. He said that today, Africa occupies a central place in India's foreign policy, and India has expanded its diplomatic footprint in Africa in the recent years. Dr. Jaishankar said this while unveiling the logo, theme and website of the India-Africa Forum Summit, which will be held from 28th to 31st of May. Addressing the curtain raiser event of the summit in New Delhi, he said that 17 new diplomatic missions have been opened across the continent, taking the number of missions there to 46. In Uttarakhand's Tehri district, a tragic accident occurred today in the Chamba police station area on the Chamba-Koti Nail Road when a vehicle fell into a deep gorge, resulting in the death of 8 people on board. 3 individuals were rescued alive from the accident site. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami expressed deep sorrow over the incident and directed the district administration to ensure proper medical care for the injured. In business news, benchmark domestic equity indices fell around 1% today. Sensex plunged 852 points or 1.1% to close at 77,664, while the Nifty lost 205 points to settle at 24,173. On to sports now. In Indian Premier League IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will face Chennai Super Kings at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 40 runs in Lucknow last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.